This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SF Farm Bureau in Newsom's backyard. Nobel Prize winners say no to Kennedy. And marketing assistance program kicks off for specialty crops. San Francisco Farm Bureau leverages location. The first year of the San Francisco County Farm Bureau has already paid off. Last year was California's first new county farm bureau in more than 60 years. At the California Farm Bureau annual meeting in Monterey yesterday, CAFB President Shannon Douglas said the county farm bureau now has 104 members. San Francisco is Governor Gavin Newsom's home turf, where he earned his political stature as mayor and his affinity for small business and starting a wine and hospitality company. That puts the County Farm Bureau in a unique standing. Seth Dalton, co-founder and executive director of the County Farm Bureau, is already leaning on connections, which Douglas called tremendously helpful on a variety of issues. Dalton showed up at the Department of Pesticide Regulations toxic tour of farms in Santa Barbara in October. Douglas said Dalton and his team, quote, helped us put some pressure and some feedback to the governor about our concerns. In the meantime, Douglas explained how San Diego County Farm Bureau President Dana Groot has also carefully nurtured a relationship with DPR by hosting staff on tours and making trips to Sacramento. While DPR, quote, might ignore a whole lot of emails and calls on toxic tour complaints, said Douglas, they answered Dana. Agritourism ventures grow weary of lawsuits. During a breakout at the meeting on California's opportunities in agritourism, participants raised concerns that initial investments to make their operations compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act are deterring them from participating. Rachel Callahan, a statewide agritourism coordinator at UC Agriculture and Natural Resources, fielded questions from participants wondering whether rules on proving undue hardship to the business allow them to avoid stringent ADA rules. Callahan said she's asked the state to provide guidelines on tiers of compliance, but they will not, quote, put anything in writing. A silver lining? Well, the founder of Santa Cruz-based Live Earth Farm shared his time operating a successfully diversified agritourism business. Their educational nonprofit, Farm Discovery, has operated on live earth acreage for 15 years. Last year, they hosted more than 2,000 school children for farm tours and U-Pick adventures. Marketing assistance program for specialty crop growers kicks off. Specialty crop growers struggling with high labor and input costs and lower cash receipts can start applying to USDA to recoup some of their marketing expenses. The application window for the Marketing Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, or MASC, starts today and ends January 8th. Except for new producers, payments will be based on a producer's sales in 23 or 24. In its Federal Register notice today announcing the program's details, the Farm Service Agency says specialty crop growers, quote, face labor costs that are nearly 45% of total variable costs, far higher than the 9% average across all the agriculture sector. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Nobel laureates warned Senate not to confirm Kennedy for HHS. 77 Nobel laureates in medicine, economics, physics, and chemistry are urging senators not to confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. In a letter to senators, the Nobel Prize winners say Kennedy lacks, quote, credentials or relevant experience in medicine, science, public health, or administration, and has also opposed many health-protecting and life-saving vaccines, such as those that prevent measles and polio. RFK Jr., quote, has been a belligerent critic of FDA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health, the scientists write. HHS leaders should continue to nurture and improve, not threaten these important and highly respected institutions and their employees, the laureates say. Kennedy has threatened firing nutrition scientists at the FDA or sending them to new headquarters in Guam. In view of his record, placing Mr. Kennedy in charge of HHS would put the public's health in jeopardy and undermine America's global leadership in the health sciences, both in the public and commercial sectors, the scientists say. Republicans see Chinese power grab at FAO. GOP lawmakers worry Beijing is trying to expand its influence on the UN Food and Agriculture Organization through a slate of reform proposals. The measures include lengthening the director general's maximum term limit, boosting pay for that position, updating the constitution, and expanding and adjusting the makeup of the FAO council. The proposals were raised during last week's FAO session in Rome. America cannot afford to sit idly by, even at a time of political transition, while China positions itself to expand its influence. Some 13 Republicans, led by Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas and Brad Finstead of Minnesota, as well Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, saying in a letter to President Joe Biden. Now take note. An FAO official argued in a letter to some lawmakers that the changes were necessary to ensure that FAO can attract the top talent and insisted that the proposed changes would not apply to the current director general, China's Chu Dongyu. Here's today's final word. There's a lot of rumblings in the California legislature that Amy Bach, executive director of the United Policyholders, describing pending insurance regulations during a panel discussion at the California Farm Bureau meeting. If the insurance commissioner's regulations are not improving the marketing next year, Bach expects legislators to jump in with bills. Bach said lawmakers have, quote, heard from the public and they know how painful it is out there with the non-renewal crisis. As if on cue, Sacramento literally rumbled with an earthquake during the discussion. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.